It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
It is time for Leaving the Yard. You're on The Fan, 107.9 ESPN 105.9. Je m'appelle Chaels. As I am trying to get Kevin Carpenter back into the English.
We knew
speaking
to say
of the English.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
And they get mad if you don't say that.
No, you got to say that.
Got to say that. And yep. We.
You don't say we. You didn't do a lot
we.
Just we.
What was it? What else?
Je m'appelle. My name.
What's thank you?
Bonjour.
No. Bonjour was hello.
Oh.
Thank you is
hello.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
What was it?
I'll have to think about it. I took French in high school for a year. And now it's been
holy cow.
It's been a minute. See, you
what's already, funny is
very good très bien.
Yes. When you start saying when they say instead of saying yes, you'd say si.
Right.
Did that a few
You're
times.
You're doing on Spanish on her? Yeah, messing them
who
up.
Who was it? It was one of our Uber drivers laughed. And he said, that's Spanish. And I go, yeah.
Very nice.
So where we come from, we speak Spanish.
You say, I'm international. That's who I am. I'm international. There's a word you're supposed to say in Croatian. I can't remember. When I'm there, I remember it all the time.
Yeah.
Because you say it all the time. Somebody, it's like okay.
Yeah.
It's like the word okay. It's it basically is affirmation of everything.
But when we got to Scotland eventually, and I'm still thinking bonjour.
Oh.
And no, they're English.
Oh, yeah.
They speak the Queen's.
That's right.
So, two different places.
Kevin Carpenter in here, back from his European vacation. He and Chevy Chase basically ruined our relationship with the folks across the pond.
You know, you speak of Chevy Chase. We had that moment. Have you ever been to Paris, by the way?
I have not been to Paris, other than Paris, Texas.
No, it's different. A little different.
See, I thought they were the same.
Don't drive there. Whatever you do,
don't
drive
in Paris.
No. Drive on the roundabouts. You know, in Texarkana, when we get a new roundabout.
Oh, yeah, it's chaos.
People lose their minds.
It's chaos.
You have no idea what a roundabout is.
They're like eight lanes, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's no stripes. And you know the Arc de Triomphe?
Yes, I do. I like how you did the hand thing there.
The roundabout at that thing. We, of course, we're in an Uber, and it's eight lanes wide, and there's no lines. So it's just every man for himself.
Okay.
And you just kind of close your eyes and trust your Uber driver.
Well, as long as you're not driving it.
We didn't drive.
No, you don't want to drive. Because you're steering wheel on the wrong side?
No, in Paris, it's on our side.
On the correct side. That's right.
But then when you go to Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Now you're basically in England. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you've never been there and done that, it's weird when you're riding in a bus and the bus driver starts to turn and you see a car coming.
Right.
You think, oh, my God, he's turning into this car.
Right.
And he's not. It's just. Or crossing the street. You look both ways.
Right.
And a couple times. Somebody had to grab me. Whoa, wait. Because I didn't look. I'm not looking the right way.
Oh, you're looking to your left.
Yes.
You need to be looking to your right.
Yes.
Oh. Pedestrians have the right of way?
You know what? Yes.
Oh, so it didn't matter. You step out anyway.
And it's funny because we go to Austin a bunch.
Right.
Shout out to my daughter, Chloe, who graduates.
Saw that. Congratulations. One more off the payroll.
Friday or Saturday? Yeah.
Job? Really? She got a job yet?
She got a job.
You're free.
I have a son that doesn't have a job.
I know, but you're one more off the payroll. Yeah. Yes.
But in Austin, you don't cross the street until the little green man comes on.
The green man?
You know, you push the button and you wait.
Yeah, then you walk. Yeah.
In Paris... You just walk across the street, and so you kind of follow the citizens, and you just trust they know what they're doing. So you just go, and you just go with the flow. But two totally different countries, France and Scotland. Scotland is laid back, slow paced. Paris
well,
is a
country.
Paris is country. 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah,
and it's if you've ever been to New York City, that's kind of what it is. Except people are nice.
By the way, it's merci.
Merci.
That's right.
Yes, I'm sorry. Merci.
I looked it up while you were talking.
It was, people were very nice in Paris.
Really?
People said, be careful.
They say it's crime ridden. They say you can't go anywhere. Well, pickpockets everywhere.
The subway, on the metro.
Okay.
The lady recording comes on, coming up to this street.
Okay.
Beware of pickpockets. Oh. Beware of pickpockets. And we were actually in the metro station coming out, and there was a man, I could tell he was an American.
What's the clue?
I could just hear him speak.
Oh, well, you heard him. Okay.
And he was yelling at this young woman, give my wallet back. And the police had showed up, and he had caught her pickpocketing him. So it's,
boy.
They're serious, and they're good at it.
Yeah.
So other than that, people were very nice.
You went to Normandy.
Went to Normandy.
And was it what you expected?
It was what I expected.
That good. The good's a bad word.
It was
that impactful.
It was, yes, we drove from Paris, had our own little tour. A guide drove a van, drove us up to Normandy.
Gotcha.
Went to, where did we go first? We went to the one, we didn't go down to the beach. We went close to Gold Beach.
Okay.
And could see out in the distance the mulberries, which were the towed harbors they towed over.
Right.
And then we went to the section of Omaha Beach. You're a history guy. It's where the 1st Division, the Big Red One, the 16th Regiment made their attack, and went down and stood on the beach. And there was nobody else down there. There was 6 of us and our tour guide. Winds blow and it's freezing. And you just get there and you just feel the,
mm-hmm.
you're like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And the tide was in a little bit, maybe 150 yard from the water's edge to what you call the shingle.
Right.
And they had to run farther than that. The tide was farther out at 6:30 that morning.
Yeah.
And you're just looking, you're like, there's no way you can run that far under that fire. And you look up and
carrying
what you're carrying.
Wet.
You're wet. You're sick. You're scared. And you can kind of get the feel of the gun positions. And we went in some German bunkers. And then we went down, and you can stand at Omaha Beach and look to the, I guess it would be the north or the east, west, and see the whole beach. It looks like it's about a mile, mile and a half. And you can see Point de Hoc way off in the distance.
It's a bigger beach than you anticipate, isn't it?
Way bigger than you think.
Yeah.
It's way bigger.
Yep.
Which
is why they picked that place.
Saving Private Ryan, you don't get the great movie, but
it's fairly narrow. They show it as a little bit narrower than it actually is to get to the bluff.
The troops were more spread out.
Right.
Than they were in Saving Private Ryan, and it took way longer than 20 minutes to get from the beach up on the cliff.
Right.
So, but anyway, went to the cemetery and walked around. Just breathtaking.
You check it off your list now.
It's off my list, bucket list.
See, there it is.
Now I got to go to Augusta National. That's number two.
That's number two in the list.
Way easier to go to Normandy than the Masters.
Probably cheaper.
Anybody can go to Normandy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there it is. It was good having you back in hearing stories. We missed you the last
two weeks.
It's been an important 2 weeks of sports
going
on.
Yeah.
And coming up at 5:30 today, bottom of the hour, Riley Fincher is going to join us. Pleasant Grove getting ready to try to make a push toward maybe another appearance down in Austin. Folks in Salina probably think they're going to have something to say about that. Liberty Island may have something to say about that.
Yeah.
But
You got to see him close.
If you look at Saturday's game, I just shake my head and say, I don't see if they can play. If Hunter Rose can pitch like that, and they can play in smaller parks like Atlanta's, there isn't another 4A school that's got anything for them until they get to Austin.
I don't think so either.
Now, in all fairness, if they were going to play Liberty Island in a series again, there's no way in the world Zach Fowler would agree to play in Atlanta or any place that has a small porch.
Yep.
But they looked very, very impressive.
Yeah. They're just fun. And I feel terrible. I couldn't go. And long story short, I couldn't go.
Okay.
That's a short story.
There you go.
But hearing your voice is unbelievable.
You hear me every Monday.
I know, but I'm watching a game and you're calling it.
Okay.
And then you can't tell who's talking. Is it Matt Fry or is it Jay Davis? Because they sound identical.
See, they need to actually, one of them needs to change their voice.
Yeah, before they talk, go, this is Matt Fry.
Yeah.
And then
or do helium.
Or something.
Somebody just do helium first.
Other people tell me that too. It's not just me.
That they sound the same?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, they grew up here, though. That's the thing. They've got that settled in East Texas, Northeast. Tony had that same thing.
Yeah.
Although Tony, see, that was the beauty with Tony and I. He had grown up in East Texas and had the distinct, and I had the Midwestern, so it was easy to tell us apart.
Tony's way more country than Jay or Matt Fry.
Well.
To me.
No, he's a lot more country.
He's more East Texas, twangy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
but
Tony.
No, he understands it, but that made us easy to discern when we're doing a broadcast.
Yeah.
But you're right, Jay and Matt have a lot of similarity. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I'm not saying this because you brought it up, so I'm just going to confirm it. Well, I had one on either side of me.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I had to look to see which one was talking.
Yeah.
When it was, I just looked. Well, Jay was to my left. I'd constantly be looking. Was that Jay that was talking? If Jay wasn't, because Matt's kind of set back a little bit to my right, so if I couldn't see Matt real easy, I could just glance over at Jay. Oh, that was Jay talking now.
And they both do. They really do a great job. And what they do good is they don't get in your way, which you can, because you know I did my 1 year of play by or on Texarkana game, and Quinn was the. I was the play-by-play a couple times, but anyway, you let you do the play-by-play, and then they add
color.
Things, which they did.
Yeah.
And for the Hawks, Fowler don't want to play there.
No.
No Cracker Back grab.
No. Cracker Jack box.
Cracker
no.
Jack box. Now, Brenton Clark can hit it out of most places.
It would have gone out anywhere.
Yeah. But
the ball he hit would have gone on it.
Yeah. Is that the one that hit Billy car?
Lavender's car? If the
so
day
funny.
Wasn't already perfect.
Oh, that's great.
That actually made it. First ball hit in the game. It goes out of the park and it gets Billy's windshield.
Why is he parked out there? Is that where he parked?
Because he didn't want to pay to get. Of course, it was free to get in anyway. He was just going to escape, watch it from up there, and then drive away whenever.
Yeah.
And he got smashed on the first ball that got hit.
Oh, that's
boom.
Great. Now they look, from what I'm watching,
they're very impressive.
They're good.
They're,
I mean, they're
so
really
impressive.
Good on defense. And was it you that made the comment? They didn't have to bunt? I didn't see any. Did they bunt any?
They bunted at the end.
Okay.
They tried to bunt a couple
times.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're probably just doing that to
work on bunting.
Work on it.
Yeah. No, but Hunter Rose, here's the thing. Because I asked David Mims, who's the PA guy.
Yeah.
Has anybody, who's the guy?
It's a good question.
Who's the guy?
Yeah.
Because I've seen him twice, and I saw Walker Wright pitch both times.
Yeah.
I saw Jarrett Halter in relief one time. I asked him, who's the guy? He said, not really a guy this year.
Yeah.
Haven't really had a guy.
Yeah.
They got a guy.
Yeah. He's it.
That guy just hadn't pitched much because of a hand injury.
He's been hurt.
If he's throwing like he threw on Saturday and will come in on right-handed hitters from that lefty throw, he will – I don't know how anybody hits him. The Leopards' downfall for dealing with him was just the way they play, which is they lean out over the plate.
Yes.
They're on the edge of the batter's box leaning out over the plate, and their hands are tied for anything he throws inside.
Yeah. And he'll throw inside.
And he just painted inside all game long. If you know, you almost have to make the adjustment, you know, once we get around. It's this guy, he's throwing inside, you're going to have to take a step back in the box.
And their best hitters are left-handed, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean WT,
they're both. They're all over the place.
They can hit.
They got Howe hits right, Pipes hits right, Jones hits left. I mean, they've got guys both sides.
Maybe we'll ask Fincher that. Who's your guy?
That's your guy. That's your guy.
My brother,
I can answer for him.
My brother says, and this is probably the best thing they do, is they can run.
They
can fly.
There's nothing they don't do well. That's just it.
Look,
right now, they're on their game right now.
And usually, you know, a good 4A baseball team, you're going to have three or four that literally cannot run a lick. That you don't want them. They don't have anybody like even the catcher, Martin, can run.
They all can.
So it's a... Yeah, they're good. Hey, I got a France sports story.
All right,
we can come
we'll take
to
a break.
This.
I got music. Good to have him back, Kevin Carpenter.
It's good to be back.
Oh, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. There's more stuff going on today. Riley Fincher's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We've already done – I'll get so giddy superlative, I won't even be able to talk to him. So I'm going to have to, you know, get off of that for a minute. Anyway, we'll get back in here. And we got lots to talk about baseball high school playoff schedules for this week. So we'll come back and chew on all that. Leaving the yard. You're on The Fan 107.9 and on 105.9 ESPN.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Leaving the Yard live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
I know you want lots of jewels and stuff. Backyards with swimming pools, bars with stools and stuff. Fancy foods, lobster, sushi, yeah. Versace, Gucci, crazy Lucci. I know you ever on a paycheck. You get a herb from the bourbon, show him no respect. Middle name, price tag, first name, gotcha. Start a slope, got on a roll.
All righty, welcome back. 19 minutes after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Kevin Carpenter. All right, so here's what we got to talk about before we go flying in. Riley Fincher coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
A little more than that, maybe 15. Schedule for the rest of the week. Tyler Huff's going to be in here tomorrow. And then we will not have a show for the rest of the week. Wednesday, we have a mishmash crew this week. Paul Wilson, who typically does Texas High's games, is on the way out of town this week. And so he's not available to do any games. Brandon Wells is doing Arkansas High stuff this week. I'm doing Liberty Ilo stuff this week. So we're going to try to piece together at least something for everybody. So Wednesday, Texas High's series against Porter has been moved from Thursday and Friday to Wednesday and Friday.
Because of the weather,
I think they're anticipating weather issues. Okay. And here's your deal. And this is why these first games become important. Because in a three-game series, if you only get to play one, then that one's the winner of the series.
Yeah.
So, and you said I think PG may be moving to Wednesday too.
From what I read.
We'll have Riley on. We'll find out. But Texas High's first game of that series is going to be Wednesday down in Tyler at Mike Carter Stadium. Field, whatever
cool
it is.
Cool place.
I've probably done
it's a good game.
10,
good
15
field.
Games
yeah.
there. Yeah. So I'm going down there on Wednesday. Billy Lavender's going with me, although he'll probably drive separate. I haven't heard back from
his plan
yet.
Don't ride with
Billy. Oh, I won't ride with him. I'll drive. I'm not. No. But we're going to bring you that game 6 o'clock Wednesday here on The Fan. So Texas High, Porter, 6 o'clock, the 3-seed Texas High, the 2-seed Porter. We'll give you that one. Thursday, because at the moment, Liberty Isle is still playing a Thursday-Friday. Thursday, Liberty Isle is going to be in Hooks, where they will take on Tyler Chapel Hill. I'll bring you that one over on News Talk 107.1. I think Arkansas High's got a game maybe tomorrow night. I got to look at my schedule here someplace.
And they're not in the playoffs yet.
No. Baseball's not. Softball is.
Yeah.
Friday. If Friday is that, I'm doing this shrug thing. I don't know what we're doing with Texas High yet, if we are able to broadcast any of those games because we don't have a person.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back down in Tyler for Liberty Isle's game 2 and, if needed, game 3 against Tyler Chapel Hill.
Right.
We'll see how it works. If they play early and win or play and win the series, and let's say Texas High is split, I may still be in Tyler and may just scoot over to Carter for game 3 if we can make that work. I don't know yet. Everything's up in the air. All I can tell you for sure is Wednesday we're going to have Texas High game on. Thursday we're going to have Liberty Isle game on. Everything beyond that is I don't know.
I think I saw 100% chance of rain Thursday.
Oh,
or Texarkana. That's not in Tyler. But I mean,
no, but it's probably if it's Hooks.
Yeah, but these are turf fields, I assume.
They are. Well, Hooks is.
I know Carter is.
Yeah.
Hooks is. Winsboro, where Pleasant Grove's playing, is turf.
It is.
So.
It's just a matter of how much rain do you want to endure and if there's lightning.
And you make a good point about the 3-game series. You can't mess around and lose game one. You got to win game one.
No.
Have to.
Yes.
So we're going to ask Coach who he's going to start.
He's not going to tell you.
No, but listen, it's not going to really – I say it won't matter. There's no team do you think that can beat PG in a 3-game series except Salina or Liberty Isle?
I would never say never because something weird happens. You're right. It's baseball and something weird happens, and then what?
A one-gamer, maybe.
A one-game, possibly. Better chance in a one-gamer than a three because usually the better talent's going to rise up in a 3-game series. But we've seen good teams lose first-round series before and go, what the heck just happened?
Now, PG lost one not too long ago.
PG lost one a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So, win game one. That's like when you go to Austin to the state tournament.
Ugh.
Who was it a couple of years? It was Senton. Didn't pitch their best guy?
Yeah.
And that's when PG won the state championship. Yeah. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you pitch your dude the first game.
You would think. There's no guarantee you get a second game.
I'm just a radio fill-in guy. So what do I know?
There's no guarantee you're going to get game 2 or 3 of this week series.
Yeah.
It should be. I'll be honest with you. I was doing prep for Texas High today, and because I haven't called, I've called a half of a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
I
know a lot of the kids. Yeah. I know the coaches. I know all that stuff. But doing homework on Porter, you probably are going to get 2 strikeout crazy pitchers Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think Tanner Ross, I would bet, would get the start for Texas High.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? And a kid named Joey Perillo for Porter. And I think the Tigers, you get a break here because their actual guy graduated last year. Kid named, I want to say, what the heck was it? Adams. Last you name was what? Adams, who was a week ago, 2 weeks ago, was the SEC Pitcher of the Week when he beat Arkansas for Alabama. He had just graduated from Porter. You're lucky you dodged this guy.
I know everything there is to know about high school sports in Texas.
I love this.
I have no idea who you're talking about. Porter who? Where is this?
It's down near Huntsville. Huntsville, Kingswood, that group. New Caney. What's New Caney Porter?
Suburbs of
Houston.
Never heard of them. I know we're New Caney. I know that.
Yeah, suburb of Houston.
Well, there's props sprouting up everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, okay. Because I was thinking, they're not in the Metroplex.
No.
Okay.
No, this is the football district that Texas High was up against in the first round as well.
Yeah.
You could play down in Houston or halfway between. So you're going to either Lufkin or, in the case of this thing, they're getting them all up here at Tyler.
Yeah.
Which I guess was as good as you're going to get. It's about a 2.5-hour drive for us. It's about a 2.5-hour drive for them.
That's perfect.
So
yeah, we're glad we have Tyler right there.
I don't like the drive to Tyler.
I know Spring Hill has a turf field. Does Longview High? Are they
turf? Don't get me lying. They've been trying to pass a bond for so long. No, I would bet they don't have turf.
And I don't know if Pine Tree has one, but I know Spring Hill's got a nice.
Pine Tree's got one before. I'd bet Longview's got one.
Spring Hill's got a really nice field.
Yeah, you're not getting them that far up.
We need one in Texarkana. Dang it.
I can't do it anymore. I can't have that conversation anymore.
And I'm not even going to ask Riley that because he's probably getting sick.
He's getting a turf field.
I know, but when?
Next year.
His son may graduate.
No,
before they
get it. It'll be next year. That thing's going to be up next year.
I better get busy.
They're busy. Matt Fry and I were talking. Riley and I were talking. They're going to have their field ready next year. Good. And I'm jazzed about the things he was telling me. I don't want to divulge. I'll let him talk about it when he gets closer. But he's got some cool stuff that looks like it's going to happen for their park.
He told me a little bit
a
few weeks ago.
And I'll do this part. I'm not going to let anything out of the bag other than to say this. Baseball parks are typically symmetrical, right?
Yeah.
He wants his to be asymmetrical.
I heard that. Yeah.
He wants to be a little bit quirky and a little bit. Fielders have an advantage at home because they know the corners and where things are.
Good.
That's going to be one of the features, I think, of his new park.
I love it.
So when he finally gets his field built and all that, it should be next year, and we will have a field turf in town, and that will then be – it'll be the first domino, and then the others will follow. Man, but you're going to wait until that one falls.
That grass over at Texas High is so good.
I know grass.
You know when they tore up Grimm State. I mean, I still call it Grimm State.
I know it is.
They had the best grass. I mean, I've ever seen.
Yeah, no.
And on their baseball field.
Yes.
But you gotta tear it up. In this part of the country, you gotta play on turf. Especially
nobody is
in
up
baseball,
here.
Yeah. Football. But I understand why they did it. I mean, they had to do it, but. I don't know. Hey, you want to hear a good sports story?
All right, let's hear it.
Have you ever been to a rugby match?
I have never been to a rugby. Is it even called a match? Is it a game or a match?
I don't know. It's a good question. Long story short, we're walking through the streets of Paris. One of the guys with us said he wanted to walk by the soccer stadium.
So do you call it soccer or do you call it football?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's football. Okay. Don't ever call it.
No,
it's football.
No, I get it.
So we see the football stadium.
Okay.
And we see this other stadium. It's real funny looking. And we hear noise coming out of it. And we get up and we look in the gate. And there's a rugby match going on.
Okay. Like a professional one?
Professional.
Oh, okay. It wasn't just one. Like one broke out.
Women's rugby.
No.
France versus Italy. Some kind of big tournament. International tournament. So we ask them to let us in.
I got a lot of comments here, but they're all sexist, so I can't say
anything. We're all salespeople. This one lady wouldn't let it. We said, we just want to take our picture in there. No.
Can't go in.
We walk around to the ticket booth, and some guy says, well, it's already started. And then another guy in the background spoke English. He says, how many of you are there? And we said, there were six of us. She said, I got six free tickets.
Wow. Okay.
So we get in the rugby match. It's women. These are big women now. Athletic. We had great seats. Is it an end zone? We're kind of sitting in the corner.
You're asking me.
I call it an end zone.
All right. We'll just say it is. I think it's a goal.
I bet there's 10,000 people there.
Really?
Oh, easily. 10,000 people. And they would, I think when you cross the line,
yeah,
everybody's yelling. And
right.
We, We don't know what. So we yell, with the French.
Oh, you were yelling with the French?
With the French, yeah. All right. So we rooted for the French.
Okay.
And we stayed there about 45 minutes. And now I can say I've been to a rugby match.
Did anybody score?
France was beating the dog out of Italy.
Really?
Oh, it was like 38-7. And I don't know how they crossed the line.
And put the ball down.
You got to touch the ball.
Yeah, ball's
got
to. That's touchdown.
But then they run with it and they kick it. And then something happens, and they get in the scrum. It's
not a fan of the scrum. I'm not a fan of the scrum.
It's fascinating.
I don't like it.
If my buddy Jordan is listening, I have a new appreciation for soccer.
You're talking about Jordan Angel.
Jordan Angel.
Yeah.
He'd love to hear this.
All right.
But while you're in Paris, one night we're walking through the streets. It's beautiful out. In every little cafe. There's cafes literally every 20 feet.
Yeah.
That's all there are.
Nobody eats inside. They eat outside.
It's wonderful.
Right.
And every one of them, the TVs are on, and they're watching Paris play somebody in soccer.
Okay.
And how excited. I mean, they're excited.
Drinking and yelling.
Drinking. Yeah. And
it's like being up in Chicago.
We enjoyed walking down the streets and looking in, and they're watching soccer and drinking their espressos out in the really cool.
And yelling.
Same thing in Edinburgh, Scotland. One Saturday.
The world's game.
They're all watching football.
It's the world's game.
So I got a little better appreciation for it.
All right.
Now, we'll see.
Just a bunch of
how long it lasts.
A bunch of French and Italian French. Women and you know scrumming,
else?
And you're all in now. I see where you're going with that.
They love to smoke cigarettes
yes,
in Paris, too.
All right, we got to take a break. It's about 28 minutes till top of the hour. Riley Fincher coming up next. We'll talk some Hawk baseball with the Pleasant Grove head coach when we come back. I'm leaving the yard. On the Fan, 107.9, ESPN 105.9.
Put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a Big Green Egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location.
Including Metal Mart, Flying Burger, iFurniture, and Texas Freedom.
The ultimate backyard barbecue giveaway is back.
From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast
from 107.9 The Fan.
mostly clear tonight with a low of 61. Widespread frost in the morning, otherwise partly sunny, gradually becoming sunny. High 86. Mostly clear Tuesday night, low 62. Wednesday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 87. Win a big green egg and more in our Backyard Barbecue giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows or at a participating sponsor.
Leading the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9 is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All right, we got 25 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zach, Kevin Carpenter coming at you live this afternoon. And we are lucky enough to have Pleasant Grove's baseball coach, Riley Fincher. We're actually saving him. We're breaking him away from a humid practice, making somebody else probably pitch BP right now. So you're welcome, coach.
He's got like 12 coaches.
No. We found it. We just got through hitting, and now we're getting out there, getting our arms loose and stretching. We'll start throwing. It's our defensive work.
All right. You're breaking up on me a little bit. I'm losing you just a
touch.
All right.
Let's see. Well, you know, the cell phone service out here ain't the best.
No, I know. I know. I live right over there. I get you.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
am I good now?
You're perfect now. First of all, congratulations. An impressive, dominating display on Saturday. Matter-of-fact way to clinch district and make a statement heading into the playoffs, I thought.
Yeah, that was huge for us. It was a huge game for us, a great atmosphere to get to go over there and play in that complex in Atlanta. When we got there, it's kind of a playoff atmosphere, and so that was huge for us, and it was huge for us heading into the playoffs.
I don't think Zach will ever play you in a small park again, do you think?
You know, we've talked about it a little bit, you know, here and there, you know, in the next 5 or 6 weeks or so, but you know, if that does happen, there's no telling what, you know, where we'll play or what'll happen. But each of us have a long road ahead of that, and I think if you ask him, he'll say the same thing. You know, our focus right now is on our first game.
Well, and your first game is coming up this week. You get Brownsboro. Now, Kevin said he thought you guys have moved game one to Wednesday. Is that true?
That is true. We were originally scheduled for Thursday, and then this morning talked to their coach again with, you know, the storms that are forecasted all over the state. So we moved it up a day. And we'll actually play game one and game two on Wednesday.
Ah.
Yeah, and we were talking about in a three-game series after the first game, if the rest of them get rained out, the game one winner moves on.
That's true. That's true. And it's, you know, it's going to – hopefully it doesn't affect us, but I think there's going to be some series across the state that the weather does affect, because there's some of them that aren't starting until Friday, and the storms, they look like they're coming in.
Coach, it's a dumb question. Is Hunter Rose any good?
Hunter Rose is the most cool, calm, collected, most athletic human I've ever seen at this level. Everything he does is just smooth and effortless, and if anybody was at the game on Saturday, I can't remember who hit a high chopper to the mound. I think it was their 4-0 hitter, Gamble. And we're telling him, rush, hurry up, and he just takes it. He knew how much time he had, and he did it, and it's just he doesn't panic. He never panics, and that's a huge trait, especially for a 16-year-old to have.
You know, I asked David Mims before the game, who's the guy? Which one of the Hawk pitchers is the guy? And he said, having watched him this year, it didn't seem like you really had the guy this year. You got a handful of guys who are all kind of the same. After watching Saturday, it feels to me like there isn't any doubt that Hunter Rose is the guy.
You know, yeah, we do have a handful of guys that they have a lot of confidence, and everybody is. But, you know, the outing that Hunter had on Saturday was it was huge for his confidence, huge for the team's confidence, because he came out he commanded his fastball, was able to spot up his off-speed pitches, but he did a great job against a really good team of keeping their hitters, you know, pretty much the whole game kept them in check for three singles.
Yeah, he made Liberty ILO look like they couldn't hit the ball, and they are a pretty good hitting team, but they had no luck with him.
He didn't walk a batter, did he?
No.
Didn't he have a hit batter, I believe?
Yeah.
He had one hit batter. You know, we tried to go inside on neighbors, a nine-hole hitter, and he did a good job of staying in there on the pitch and taking hit by pitch, but you know, we know the way we're going to pitch. We're going to hit some guys.
Yeah, you got it.
We're fine with that. we're fine with that because we want to try to own that inner half sometimes. And that's just, you know, it happened. You got to tip your hat to him because he stayed in there on it. And he did whatever it took to get, help his team to get on base. But, you know, to go back to what you're talking about on the pitchers, you know, the, you know, you look at the guy last year for us with Jarrett Halter, and, you know, we've kind of – we're letting Jarrett kind of rest this year some. And I think he's only thrown 8 innings for us in the last 15 games in district. You know, he pitched early in tournaments and did really, really well against some good teams. But, you know, you'll start to see him a lot in the playoffs. But we've had a lot of guys get to throw a lot of innings for us this year, and we think that's going to be huge as we go forward in the playoffs.
But, you know, Coach, mentioning that, Riley Fincher, by the way, joining us from Pleasant Grove, it's the same problem Liberty Ilo's got. When you pitch W.T. Jones, you don't have your shortstop. When you pitch Jarrett Halter, you don't have your shortstop. And with he has not pitched very much this year, he's gotten a lot of innings at shortstop. It really is kind of a little bit of a risk, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're very, very – you know, the fortunate thing when he pitches is – you know, Spencer moves from third to short, and Spencer's as athletic as anybody we've ever had come through here. So we're good there. But, you know, we do have some other guys who come in and play second and third, you know, if Jarrett pitches or if Spencer pitches. And, you know, but those guys, what Halter does in the field at shortstop, what Spencer does at third base, and Brenton at second base, someone that we thought was always going to play in center field for us, and 3 of the 4 years he's been in the infield for us at second, and just he makes it look very, very easy with how athletic he is.
Coach, my brother made a comment on Facebook a little bit ago about the speed this team has, and it puts so much pressure on the other team. I mean, 1 through 9, you can all run.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we want over here in our program is we want to try to apply the pressure to the other team. We want to try to make them play faster than they've ever played before in practice, and that definitely helps. And it goes to our kids. You know, we talk about early, you know, whenever you hit the ball, once it leaves your bat, you have zero control of it. You've done your job, now it's their job. So only thing we can control after we put the ball in play is how hard we run to first.
And you know
how
you
hard we're trying to run.
Chuck made a comment on the broadcast that you didn't have to bunt. I think you had one bunt. So you can go you're a small ball guy. That's what I love about you. But this team, they don't have to play small ball, do they?
No, you know, you say small. I'm a guy that's going to try any way possible to score runs.
Yeah.
Whether it's bunting, it's stealing bases, it's driving the ball in the gap. And I think something that goes kind of unnoticed on Saturday to somebody who wasn't there, the biggest – I want to say probably one of the at-bats we had was in the third inning. It's 2-0. Brenton lines out to lead off the inning, and Halter comes up, hits a ground ball to third base that pops. He bobbles uncharacteristically, and Jarrett sprinted his tail off to first base. He beat the throw over there, and we were able to score twice after that. And we told Jarrett that, like, that's huge. That is huge. You know, you're probably frustrated that you didn't hit the ball exactly how you wanted to, but once he got out of the box, he was sprinting his tail off to first base, and that was a huge, huge part that extended that inning.
Yeah, effort. It's all about effort, right? I mean, it's like football. You may not be there when the guy makes the catch, but you run him down and save the touchdown. You give your team a chance to maybe stop a team from getting in the end zone.
Absolutely. You know, and that's, you know, it's high school sports, and that's what we, you know, some days you're not going to be on the mound. Some days you're at the plate. The pitcher's going to have your number, but you can control your attitude and your effort, and you can make an impact somehow, some way in the game.
For folks who don't know Brenton Clark, and I was told this again on Saturday, he's the most mild-mannered kid you'll know until he steps in between the lines on a baseball field, and the emotion he let go with a home run to start the game – just kind of felt like it propelled you guys.
Yeah, he's a competitor. Like I said, he's an unbelievable young man, very respectful, very everything. But when he gets whenever he gets on the field, he wants to win as much as the next guy, and he takes that onus on himself as the 4-year starter for us, as the leader for us. You know, he loves hitting at the top of the order. He wants those situations, and he's stepped up huge for us this year, and hopefully he continues so, you know, the next 6 weeks that we hopefully get a chance to play.
All right, we got to let you go, Coach. Reminder, game one and game two Wednesday. You guys are in Winnsboro?
That's correct. Right. 6 o'clock is the first game. Second game will be roughly half hour afterwards. And if we have to play a game three, it'll be back here Friday at 6 o'clock.
There you go. All right. Riley Fincher, great talking to you again. Good luck this week, and we'll get you on again soon, all right?
All right, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Coach.
Thanks
appreciate
for having me
on. All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll come right back. 15 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zack, Kevin Carpenter. You got the lowdown from the Grove.
Wow.
They're locked and loaded. Brownsboro Bears, the fourth-place team in 16-4A, are the first-round opponent. I have no doubt they're not going to let some Bears sneak up on them.
No.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Coming right back.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
In today's competitive market, a strong digital presence is a must for local businesses. Are you struggling to navigate the digital landscape? Look no further than Local First Media Group. We specialize in dynamic digital marketing solutions designed to elevate your online visibility. Our expert team tailors strategies to your business, ensuring effective engagement with customers. Choose from intuitive websites, cutting-edge technology, social media management, reputation enhancement, and SEO services. Local First Media Group is your partner in success.
My son Ryan went with a friend and they visited Mexico. They purchased medication and it turned out to be complete fentanyl and it killed him. This drug does not discriminate. One pill can end your life and change your family's life forever. One pill kills.
To learn more, visit OnePillKillsTX.com. Sponsored by HHSC.
Since 1966, Robbins Toyota has served the Texarkana area with integrity, honesty, and loyalty. These characteristics define the Robbins Toyota experience. Quality started by Eddie Robbins 57 years ago that continue to this very day with daughter Susan Robbins. Before your next new or pre-owned auto pickup or SUV purchase, check out the complete inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at robbinstoyota.com or visit the dealership at 6233 Mall Drive, Nash.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for benefitscheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, "That's rad." It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities,
this is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Laga Load for Kids of Arkansas Texarkana Sporting Clays Benefit Tournament, Saturday, May 4th, 8:30 a.m. at Rocky Creek Outdoors, 4001 South State Line, Texarkana, Arkansas. Proceeds benefiting Arkansas Children's. On-site registration, 7:45. Free lunch, donations welcome. On-site silent auction and raffle. Prizes will be awarded. Register at clayrank.com.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
Ten minutes till top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Kevin Carpenter. Again, we only have a two-show week this week. Sorry about that. Well, we knew this was possible with baseball playoffs, and so we'll have a show tomorrow. Tyler Huffin here tomorrow, and then we got baseball Wednesday and Thursday.
You had the second best guest.
Had the second best guest?
I mean,
who's the best guest?
I mean, it's Billy.
Tyler?
I guess.
Oh, I thought Tyler was now.
Tyler would say Billy is too.
Tyler Huff would say that? Why wouldn't he say he's the best?
I don't know. I think Billy's kind of got a little cult.
Billy has got a cult.
Yeah.
There's Billy, no telling, though. I don't know if Billy's out there.
He gets out and amongst
people.
Oh,
he's out there, all right.
I don't.
No, he's out there. That's a perfect way to say it.
I leave here and go home and lock the doors.
Well, that's what Billy needs to do,
so
too.
So I don't get out.
Anyway, NFL draft this weekend.
Yeah.
So before we do anything else.
You want to talk Longhorns, don't you?
I do. I want to do all that. But before we do anything else, I did not see, and I have looked, including just now looking, about Xavier Benson. Last week we were in here talking about the possibility. Dwight McCowan thought maybe he would be a third-day draft choice, the former PG Hawk. Did not get picked in the seven rounds. I did not see yet if he had signed a free agent contract with anybody. Not surprising. They've got some time to sign guys, he may be negotiating with different clubs trying to find a place. I just have not seen. If you've seen it and you know, feel free to call us, 903-735-9905. Post it on Facebook while we're doing the show. Kevin's looking at it anyway. He'd see it.
I
just have not seen it. I did not see the Jordan Mask either. So the Arkansas high grad. So I don't know if either of those two guys got offers, are looking at different leagues as a possibility, or what the next step is going to be, or maybe they signed and I just didn't notice it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. So, and it's not too late. They can still get signed.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not anywhere
close. You know,
these
teams, they're not limited to who. They can sign as many as they want.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're going to make it.
No, and they'll cut down once they get to camp. They'll prune it down to a certain number and put some on the practice squad and all that stuff.
So you want to go Longhorns first or Cowboys first?
Well, let's do Cowboys real fast.
Okay.
Because
it won't take long.
All right, I'll let you go.
I can't remember really if they picked an offensive lineman.
Guyton, kid from Oklahoma.
And they talked for 6 weeks they were going to draft Jonathan Brooks, the running back out of Texas.
Didn't get a chance.
That was their guy.
He was gone.
That was their guy.
Not in the first round.
When you tell the rest of the NFL who you're going to pick.
That's pretty smart.
Somebody like the Carolina Panthers will go, all right, well, screw you. We'll trade up and we'll pick Jonathan Brooks ahead of you.
Well, if if you know that pick is coming and the Cowboys are sitting there waiting and they've made it clear that's what they're going to do, then you can hop over.
But they signed Ezekiel Elliott.
They did sign Zeke today.
Was he 37 years old?
No, he's 88.
Okay.
Yeah. He's 29.
Well, they got Zeke.
I think he's 29.
And they have a 5-foot-tall running back.
Vaughn.
Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah.
So they're set on offense.
Wow. You're a little salty.
It's hard to watch what the Texans have done. The NFC North.
Yeah.
Is it now the best division in football?
The
Bears are good now. They already had good players.
Kevin, they got a rookie quarterback.
He's good.
I don't care. I'm more likely to see rookies not be like C.J. Stroud and be more like, the guy that was in Carolina. I'm Justin Fields, even. I'm not convinced a rookie quarterback's the guy.
Okay.
They'll be better, I think.
They'll be better.
Minnesota's got a rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. They may be better. I don't know.
They're going to be better. The Lions are going to be
The Lions, I expect to be very good.
The Packers are going to be better because they got one more year with the new quarterback.
I think they will be better as well. Yeah, so I don't know the division's better, but I think it's good. Yeah.
And I think the NFC East now, Cowboys, to me, got worse. The Redskins are – I'm so sorry.
Commanders.
Please don't fire me. The Commanders. They're going to be better with the quarterback. Not next year.
Well, and they added like 23 agents.
And
they've
the
got
Giants
tons
are
of
awful.
People.
So the NFC East now is not.
Yeah.
I don't think.
You're judging. You're real judgy right now.
I use my eyeballs.
I don't think the Cowboys are a whole. I don't see the Cowboys being worse.
I think.
I don't know if they're any better. I think they've. I think they're treading water.
I'm going to be good to them. I'm going to say 10-7.
Okay.
And honestly, they'll probably make the playoffs.
Sure they will.
They may win the NFC East because they play Washington twice and the Giants twice.
Well, so does Philadelphia.
They'll probably split with the Eagles.
Okay.
10-7, 9-8.
Oh, come on. You're going 9-8
now?
10-7. I think they and the Eagles are about in the same neighborhood. I think they're pretty close. I was looking at odds makers today, and they predicted in the NFC – San Francisco and Detroit being what they consider to be the elite teams in the NFC this year with the odds, best odds of winning the Super Bowl. There were four in the AFC. There were two in the NFC. In the second tier were the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Packers. Those were the next tier teams. But it was pretty clear cut of San Francisco and then Detroit and then the other three
I just
mentioned.
Well, I would put the Packers behind Detroit, but not too far behind them.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You got to put Green Bay ahead of Dallas and Philly.
They actually had them behind Dallas and Philly.
Well, they know more than I do. But
I thought the Cowboys did well picking offensive linemen. I think Guyton and the kid from Kansas State, I think both of those guys are going to be, if not week one starters, I think they will both be starters by the time we're midway through the season.
Everybody I've seen that know what they're talking about, give the Cowboys a C, C plus. I've seen a B minus.
See, I looked at three yesterday.
Yeah.
Last night I looked at three of those. One had them D minus.
Yeah.
One had them A minus.
Wow.
And the other had them in a B range. I mean, it's such a non-scientific ranking. You're just looking at what guys did versus what you think you need, and it doesn't really translate into how are they going to be at the next level. I'm not one who goes, oh my God, we blew the draft, or oh my God, we hit a home run. You don't know. Overstreet coming back and playing.
Overshown, rather.
Coming back and playing is going to be a huge deal. And while it isn't going to count in this year's rookie class, it really is.
Yeah.
I'm more with the puzzled face about Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah,
you didn't like him a year ago. He was too old and too slow, and he was willing to take a pay cut then to stay, and you went, no, no, no. Now he's a year older, and granted, he had a fine year at New England. He didn't light the league on fire. I think he averaged like 3.7 yards a carry.
Yeah.
He got some work in. He didn't get any faster. He got a year older. You're getting him for $3 million max. That's all. I get all that. But I still don't know if you've solved your running back issue.
No, he doesn't need to be the starter.
Well, and he may not be. I don't know. Here we are going, I don't know what the running situation is going to be in Dallas.
The biggest thing about the draft, of course, was the 11 Longhorns that got drafted.
Which is a thing.
Now, if you've been a Longhorn fan for the past 15 years, it's totally different now. 11. I think Michigan was the only team that had 13 maybe drafted.
Well, Harbaugh probably drafted four of them.
And for the haters out there, they're going to have – Texas may have more next year.
Okay.
They're going to be loaded.
Okay.
So, it's as a Longhorn fan, it's great to see you get the 4 and 5 stars and then you develop them.
And they go to the next level.
And I think the most exciting pick for any Longhorn fan would tell you Jordan Whittington. Got picked 6th round. If you're a Pleasant Grove Hawk fan.
Is it the Rams again?
Rams.
Yeah.
Rams. Because he, in my opinion, he's going to be a 10-year NFL vet.
Really?
He's going to play special teams.
He will.
And they draft guys to play. They just play special teams.
Can he be Cooper Kupp?
I don't think he's that good, no. No. He can play a slot receiver. He's so good at blocking as a receiver. Okay. He's great.
All right. Maybe he's Alan Lazard.
But, you know, there's guys in the NFL that just play special teams, been there for 10 years.
Right.
And they're rich. So
he's got to make the team.
Yeah. But watch the 49. I mean, the Chiefs with Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Is it football season yet?
It just started.
Oh, my God.
It started Thursday. All right, we're out of time for today. Back tomorrow. We'll do this again. Kevin Carpenter, awesome seeing you back in the seat again.
Thank you for having
me. Let's do this again next Monday.
I'll be here.
All right. Tell you what, we're out of time. You guys take it easy. Have a good night. We'll see you again tomorrow right here. I'll leave in the yard. You're on The Fan, 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at TheFan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.